Welcome in to another edition of The Big Interview here on SportsTownChicago.com. WISC, Rick Camp here, very excited to get to talk to, well, a Chicago guy who's done really, really well for himself and just kind of an icon in the city right now. He's also a busy guy. We got MasterChef casting calls on October 19th. That's a Saturday for those keeping score at home at Le Cordon Bleu 361 West Chestnut from 10 to 6. Get more info at MasterChefCasting.com. He's also working on MasterChef Junior right now, which you can see 8, 7 Central Friday on Fox. Even more going on with Covert Kitchens coming up on Spike. I mean, it's a busy man we're talking to. We're talking to Graham Elliott, who you can also find on Twitter at GrahamElliott1T. Don't put that extraneous T in there. It's not needed. Graham, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing awesome, boss. That was an amazing intro. I much appreciate it.
Well, absolutely. Love your work, and I guess I've really enjoyed MasterChef Junior, and I guess, you know, before we get back to the adults doing MasterChef, has it been nice to kind of be less serious and, you know, I've been thoroughly impressed with what the kids have been able to turn out, and then also just have it be more of kind of a lighthearted thing as opposed to, you know, careers being on the line in a regular MasterChef season?
Yeah, it's super cool, and like you said, the kids are so darn talented, it's scary. You know, we thought it would be a cute show, the kids would, you know, have fun, and we saw all the food that they were putting out, and it was easily just as good as anything that you see on the adult MasterChef. So the fact that we get to help coach and mentor and have just a lot of fun with them, because between the three judges, we have 10 kids, you know, so I think that we like to be a little more fatherly and help inspire them with cooking.
Yeah, I know. I was watching, seeing the Wellingtons that turned out, you know, from this past week was just absolutely incredible to me. I heard the Wellington was going to be the challenge, especially with it being, you know, a tag team type thing. And that was just incredible what they were able to turn out there with a really hard dish.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing in the kitchen. And now you're going to see them in an upcoming episode go and take over a restaurant, having to, you know, cook for guests and, you know, read tickets and order in and all that kind of stuff. And they rise to the occasion. And then the reaction from the guests in the dining room when they see who was cooking their food, they just, you know, lose it. Everyone starts getting teary-eyed. And, you know, I think that food is this creative outlet now. And we need to do gymnastics or dance or whatever. And food is up there now as a thing that kids like to do.
How important do you think is it for parents to get their kids in the kitchen early? Because I know for me personally, you know, I never really had any interest when I was little, so my parents never really tried to get me in. And now that, you know, living on your own and stuff, it's like, man, I really wish I would have maybe started earlier so that I'd be a little more ahead of the game.
Yeah, totally. You know, for me, I was in a weird situation because we moved around the world. My dad's a Navy, so he would bring exotic spices and different things back from his travels. But, you know, 99% of the time it was frozen dinner, meatloaf, or things like that. So I didn't have the, you know, cooking next to my grandpa my whole life growing up experience. And I often say that, you know, our generation and, you know, was born into fast food, not great food. So I think that it's something that you do have to kind of learn on yourself, you know, at our age, you know, like you said, getting out of school and living on your own and things like that. Food was sustenance, and now it's this amazing thing where people are doing it for fun and wanting to make things from scratch and go take butchery lessons and make their own sauces, all those kind of things at home. So for kids to start young with a blank slate, it's really cool, and I think super important. Parents at home watching the show are now realizing how much importance there is, you know, with childhood obesity and school lunches and all those things, and how their kids have to eat healthier and just know about good food.
So once again, everybody, tune in to MasterChef Junior Friday, 8, 7 Central on Fox. Now, with this casting call on the 19th at Le Cordon Bleu downtown, you know, for those that are thinking about coming out, from what you've seen in the first four seasons, what are some common traits that you see in either the winners or just the people that are very successful in MasterChef?
The biggest is making sure that you're well-rounded, and the fact that it's got to be a great dish and great food, but also a story of who you are and why you deserve to be on there and what your journey is, and also the drive and, you know, ability to realize it's a marathon and not a sprint. You know, doing, you know, 20-something episodes for 8 weeks away from friends and family and going through these challenges is really puts you to the test. So it's not just about making a good first dish. It's, you know, understanding that this is a big commitment and a life-changing experience.
And I've noticed personally just from watching that while it's not the biggest factor in your initial dish of trying to get on the show and getting the apron, time management can be such a key thing. You could have the most talent in the world, but if you can't manage your time and multitask, it seems like that seems to be the end of a lot of people, especially early in the game.
Totally. And, you know, I was lucky enough when I was just cooking to be on Iron Chef and Top Chef and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I've been there where you're cooking and you've got a game plan, you're moving around quick, you're doing your stuff, and all of a sudden you look behind you and the clock says like 2 minutes left, and you were sure it was 20 minutes left, and now you're just in complete chaos mode. So I totally understand what they're going through, and you know, the time management thing, like you said, is so crucial to being confident and having those last few seconds to wipe your plate and make it beautiful versus the countdown from 10-0 and you're trying to like still get the fish out of the pan.
We are speaking with Graham Elliott here on SportsTownChicago.com. Follow him on Twitter at Graham Elliott, 1 T, not 2. Don't need the extraneous T here. But now I'm really intrigued by the concept of Covert Kitchens, which you can see on the 20th, the day after that casting call at 10 p.m. Central Time. Tune in to Spike for Covert Kitchens. For those that haven't heard about what you're going to be doing there, what's that show all about?
Yeah, so Covert Kitchens, what we're doing is kind of showing off the off-the-grid pop-up dining that you're seeing around the country now. So, you know, where people can't afford $1 million traditional restaurant, they're doing things in tattoo parlors, auto body shops, abandoned lofts, where you know, you're coming in for this one night only event of them doing their food. So we're giving an up and coming chef the chance, 36 hours, $3,600 to take a spot and turn it into their restaurant. So everything from the decor, the food, the equipment, servers, staff, they that much money and time to create that restaurant and then cook dinner at that night for a bunch of industry people and the movers and shakers of the food scene that can really help their career.
Yeah, and what's cool about it too is, you know, you see shows like when Gordon does Kitchen Nightmares, you can see that maybe an owner has either they're a very good cook but not good with the business or vice versa, but you know, this kind of forces you to take everything into account. So you have to be a multidimensional, really just a business person that's just so happens to be very good, you know, with that cooking being that main skill.
Yeah, exactly. So you said everything needs to be of equal importance, and you also have to have a vision. So from your logo to the decor to the music played, you know, how the food looks, all of those things have to be done perfectly, which if you want to be a chef and own your own place, the same mentality has to apply.
Now, being a chef, I'm sure, and from talking to people that are much better in the kitchen than myself, it seems like you go through phases where you're working with different ingredients more and more, just experimenting and seeing, you know, the versatility of what it can give you. So is there any ingredient or spice or anything you're working with right now that's just kind of you're working your way through?
You know, a couple different things, I guess, that we're experimenting with is one is black garlic, which is a fermented garlic that has like a really sweet, unique smell and how that pairs with other ingredients. You know, we're using you know, squid ink in a dish right now, which is really cool. And you've seen that cooked in risotto, but we're trying to make like a concentrated sauce out of it to serve with octopus. So, you know, like you said, finding things that are a little more esoteric, but push the envelope so that people get excited and intrigued by it. And it's not something that they have, you know.
Well, Graham, it's a pleasure to get to talk to you. You know, once again, everybody, busy man here. You can see Graham on MasterChef Junior Friday, 8, 7 Central on Fox. There's the casting call in Chicago for Season 5 of MasterChef. That's October 19th at Le Cordon Bleu, 361 West Chestnut, 10 to 6 there. You can go to MasterChefCasting.com for more info. And on Spike, Sunday, October 20th, 11, 10 Central time for Covert Kitchens. Graham, it's a pleasure to get to talk to you, man.
You too, boss. Thanks so much for taking the time.
That was Graham Elliott. Once again, at Graham Elliott with one T on Twitter. And if you want to do what I'm doing, interviewing celebrities, being on radio or TV, give the Illinois Center for Broadcasting a call at 630-916-1700 or check out the school's website at beonair.com. For SportsTownChicago.com, I'm Rick Camp.